Well, as COVID-19 restrictions are easing across the country, theme parks are reopening their gates. And this weekend, after being closed for more than a year, Six Flags Great America here in the Chicago area is welcoming people once again. News Nation anchor Aaron Nolan has the story.
Empty ticket lines, kidless carousels, vacant coasters. It's a scene that's synonymous with 2020 and the year of COVID. But changes are on the horizon as these rides are warming up.
It was difficult. You know, it was hard on the Six Flags family, the Six Flags company. We entertain millions of guests on an annual basis who come here to have fun. And it was just really hard. We understood why. It was a public health issue. But it was also very, very difficult when this is what we love to do.
And after 15 months away, Six Flags Great America is once again opening up this weekend for roller coasters. All this despite the twists and turns of a global pandemic.
Just on Saturday, we're so excited to open the gates with our thrills, with our coasters, and have the guests back.
Park President Hank Salemi is ready for the mass glee he hopes to see on Saturday, but he's not sacrificing safety. This park, as one of the last Six Flags nationwide to open again, is following the lead of others, making sure protocols keep people as safe as these harnesses on a high-speed thrill ride.
We're very confident it's going to keep people safe, and we're on the backs of many of our parks who have been open, you know, since 2020, the summer 2020, and we've learned a lot of lessons and we've done it right.
Safety's always our top priority at Six Flags.
Reservation system that controls how many people, the capacity of people, and when they can arrive. We have hand sanitation stations that'll be all over the park, touchless bathroom fixtures and other fixtures throughout the park. We have a mobile ordering system where you do not have to stand in line and order your food or go to POS. You can do that if you choose, but you can order on the Six Flags app and just pick it up and go and eat it wherever you want to throughout the park. We're going to require masks, both of our team members as well as every guest who's in the park. We're going to do many, many things to ensure we're as safe as we possibly can. And I didn't even mention social distancing on our rides and in our tables, in our restaurants. We are going over and above to make sure our guests are as safe as possible.
In addition to the 200 permanent employees, none of which were laid off or furloughed, the new 4,000 seasonal workers will be ready.
I've missed it so, so much when we haven't been able to open an entire year of 2020. So I think it's going to be exhilarating. I think it's going to be fun. And I think that's going to be our team. But more importantly, our guests. I think they're going to be thrilled. It'll be different. It is not going to be exactly the same.
After a tough year, Six Flags Great America is ready to change the roller coaster feeling of 2020 to actually riding one in 2021. Aaron Nolan, News Nation.